This is a podcast by The Straits Times.
Hello, I'm Andre Yeo, Deputy News Editor for The Straits Times.
And I'm David San, Crime Correspondent with The Straits Times.
And I'm Jessie Lim, a journalist with The Straits Times.
And I'm Verena, owner of Le Artisserie Bakery.
You're listening to the ninth episode in a podcast series by The Straits Times called Stop Scams. Since 2016, victims have lost more than $1 billion to scams. In this episode, we are speaking with Ms. Verena Chin, who runs Le Artisserie, an Instagram business selling French pastries. In September, Verena lost access to her Instagram account after she had accidentally sent a link to reset her password to scammers.
Thanks for joining us today, Verena.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Verena, can you tell us briefly, how many people you employ at Le Artisserie and how your business came about?
Actually, a bakery is just me, myself and I. So it's an online home business, which I built over a year. And I had a following of about 1,600 followers, celebrated over 300 birthdays.
That's really nice. And how do you take orders from customers?
Usually they DM me. If not, the friends might refer a friend and then they'll WhatsApp me for the bakes.
So we understand that in September, scammers took over your Instagram account. How did that happen?
That's right. So what happened, I remember, was it was in the afternoon, about 2 p.m. And I received a message from a potential client also, I thought. So this person was a lady and she messaged me and said she wanted to order some pastries from me. So I replied her and there was a bit of back and forth. And then it came to the point where she was going to make a payment. And then at this point, she asked me, how would she know if I was the owner of this account, the bakery? And then she said she was going to get Instagram to SMS me something and that I should send that screenshot of the SMS to her. So I thought that was really weird because I didn't know and didn't think that Instagram would actually send out any SMSs. So what I did was I looked through my phone because I didn't see anything and I realized that, hey, indeed there was an SMS from Instagram, but it was more to reset my password. So at this point in time, I was quite upset. I was like, did she try to change my password? So I took a screenshot and not realizing there was some verification codes above that URL link to reset a password and that those verification code back in August was still valid. I mean, this is September, right? Usually OTPs are valid for 2 minutes and then you got to get new ones. So I took a screenshot, sent it to her and asked her, do you try to reset my password? And at this point, she kind of ignored the question and went that she was going to make payment and stuff like that. And then before I knew it, the account was gone. I was locked out. And then I realized what's happened and I quickly tried a myriad of ways to recover the account.
What were some of the methods you used?
I went in there to report the scam and then I also went to check my email and I realized that, she had actually hacked into my account earlier before. I didn't realize that I was being targeted, but apparently that's what they do. They target you first and then after that, they try to talk to you like a customer to get the verification codes and then that password URL. So I tried to recover the account by reporting that, she was somebody's impersonating me. So that part is important because Instagram actually takes people seriously. If they report you've been impersonated, they try to take that seriously because I think there are a lot of celebrities using this as well. So you see a lot of verified accounts, right? So that's one way. And then also because these guys, right, I realized it was three Nigerians or people who were from Nigeria. Reason is because I received WhatsApp from them shortly after and they were taunting me. Yeah, they were saying, can I order this? And then someone was actually going what's the authentication code? Because they had obviously installed an authenticator code on their phone and they had changed the password, changed the email. There was no way I was going to be able to get the account back. So they're just teasing me. And then one of them actually told me, this is your password. They actually gave me the actual password. But they knew that I couldn't do anything with that password because I didn't have the codes, right? So I basically keyed in the password and I tried to recover. And I think that's where they slipped up. They slipped up because I actually keyed in the password, and then after that, I requested Instagram to reverse that change of the email and also ask for the codes, because I think by having the password, I can actually reset it more easily. And that's the mistake they made.
So you said you when you lost your account and everything, when the realization hit you and you frantically tried to get your account back, how stressful was it for you, you know, and how did it affect you, you know, personally?
I didn't sleep that night. Actually, from the point that I was hacked, right, you know, I was really trying to get it back, but I was thinking at some point that maybe I got to give up, you know. And I was using the time to do a lot of screenshots of all the photos that, you know, I had put up before. And then in my highlights as well, you know, where I had my testimonials from my clients who actually shared the pictures of the bigs they received. Luckily, I didn't actually put up that much pictures. I know of some other like home-based businesses where they've put up a lot of pictures. So I spent a whole afternoon like basically saving all the data I could, thinking that I might eventually have to rebuild. And I was thinking that years work down the toilet, but you know, what to do. And also at this point in time, because as soon as I lost the account, a lot of friends actually messaged me, WhatsApp, and I had people calling me going, what's going on? They asked, are you actually, is this you? Like, is your account been hacked? You know, because they were actually putting up posts on Forex, you know, like money-making scheme. So I was also worried because I was thinking like, what if, you know, some of the folks think that it's really me and then they lose money and then I get in trouble. So I thought, I got to go to police. Yeah.
So you made a police report?
I did.
Mm.
But I only managed to do so the next day because like, I was actually really trying to recover that account. Oh yeah, and they kept messaging me throughout the whole day. They were just basically asking me, you know, they want to order, and then they kept saying like, what's the code? Can you give me the codes? You know, so just toying with me. And then at some point, because I realized I Googled the area code, right, for the telephone number, and I realized it was like from Nigeria. So at some point in time, I kind of like looked up like Nigerian words and I was trying to scold them in Nigerian. So I swore at them in Nigerian.
Oh, good for you. How much do you depend on Instagram for your business?
Pretty much 100%, actually. Well, maybe except for the word of mouth, like introductions via WhatsApp. Instagram's critical.
So you receive all orders via Instagram?
Yes, the DMs.
So how much time do you spend that day just trying to, you know, recover from what was happening and getting your business back online?
Oh yeah, I haven't mentioned yet. Because I already had like some ongoing orders just before, which I hadn't yet transferred to my spreadsheet. And there were like telephone numbers of new clients and also like orders I already had in my spreadsheet. It's just that I didn't have their contact numbers. And I knew that, you know, that weekend I need to send something off to these clients, but I don't know where to send it because I can't reach out to these clients, right? Luckily, I could vaguely remember the Instagram holders. So I had to like look for help. I asked like other home-based business friends, right, to help me to reach out to some of these people because their accounts are private. And, you know, when I dropped them a message using my other Instagram account, they didn't respond. So I needed to find them so that I can arrange for the birthday cakes to be sent, you know, else people are not going to be able to celebrate the birthdays. Yeah.
Did you lose any orders that day?
Come to think of it, there was a lady I spoke to after that who told me that she was initially going to order like, you know, a cake for her mom. And then she said, you know, because of this hack, she stopped. She didn't do it. Yeah. So, yeah, I did lose potential business for sure.
Find us on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or via the Google Voice Assistant and Amazon Alexa enabled devices.
And now, back to my conversation with my co-host Andre Yeo, David Sun, and our guest, Miss Verena Chin, who runs home-based business Le Artisserie. And how does it affect you know, the reputation of home-based businesses such as yourself, you know, once scammers take over your accounts?
Okay. I think I was lucky because I was able to get back the business account fast enough. For others, I understand that some people have not been able to get back like over a month or so. And, you know, the name becomes tarnished. And what happens is, like, once you're hacked, people realize that and some people will go and report it for you. But at the same time, throughout the reporting process, there are some selections that you can choose on IG's like a report process where you block that account that you're reporting. So you may not see that account again. So that's how you lose followers. And then I was also like looking at the rate at which I was losing the followers, like how fast the numbers were dropping, you know. So it wasn't too bad for me. I lost about 100, but I've since gained them back. But for some other people, I know they've lost a lot of followers, like, you know, thousands.
And why is it so hard to rebuild your base, you know, once you start to lose these followers?
It's about like fear as well, because some people might worry that, you know, is this account genuine? Could this be a hacker account? You know, what if they give the details and, you know, they get hacked, for instance? So it's a bit like a virus.
Verena, you know, in a lot of these cases of account takeovers on social media and impersonation scams, what we found, you know, was that people who have spoken to us said it's very, very difficult to get their accounts back and to regain control of everything. At times they feel lost. But for you, you know, you said that you gained it back quite fast. How long did it take you? And, you know, what steps do you take to actually regain your account?
It was 2 days. Actually, after I got hacked, I was frantically trying every method, basically in the help center of IG, to try to recover it. So either by reporting from a secondary account to say that this account's been hacked, or basically reporting as myself to say that, you know, I've been impersonated. And then there was also the part about scams as well, and also the part where I reported that I was hacked. So quite a few ways. But I realized after checking my email that within an hour, I did get a reply from Instagram, basically saying like, if you want to reset your password, you need to do all these things. So they gave me like 5 things that I needed to send to that particular email. And I only discovered that email at about probably almost 9 o'clock at night, because I was trying to like do a screenshot of everything. And, you know, I was still dealing with messages and all. After going through the 5 points, they needed me to take a picture of myself holding an ID, and then I sent it to them. But what was odd about this was that after I sent that picture through, immediately I tried to log in to regain my account, and I was able to do so. So I am guessing that this was actually via a AI system. It's automated. It's not meant by humans.
And, you know, because you mentioned it's automated, what are some I suppose, challenges that may come with that, you know, because it's automated, so that people feel like they can't reach somebody on the other end to help them.
That was very painful. That's exactly how I felt, because I was looking for a help number, like someone to contact, to reach out to. And, you know, there's nothing on Instagram for me to find like any sort of like help number. And it's really, really frustrating when, you know, time is of the essence and I'm trying to get back the account and there's no number there, and then you've got people calling you, and then you're basically like dealing with hackers as well at the same time. It's madness.
So when they emailed you, or rather Instagram emailed you, how did you know that was a legitimate email from Instagram and then you sent them your personal details?
Okay, so basically I looked at the domain. The domain is actually very important, because these days, right, besides Instagram, there are other places where, you know, we will get messages from all over the place where scammers are trying to, like, get our personal information. So from Telegram, I received, like, SMS from Telegram. Also, I thought, it's not spelled Telegram, but it's TEIEGRAM.com. And if you don't even look carefully, it looks like Telegram. And when I saw the message, first glance, right, I was quite freaked out, because it says that if I don't do this, don't click on a URL and basically input my information, I would actually get kicked out. My Telegram account would get deleted. And then I looked carefully again and I realized that it's an I. I was like, oh my, I mean, if I was not careful, I would have been had again, you know.
Why do you think the scammers targeted your account?
I think that it's linked somehow to someone else who was probably following my account who got hacked. So I was trying to help another lady. Her account is called Art by Teo Mel. She's an artist and she built the account 4 years ago. And I did a bit of an investigation and I realized that the hackers who targeted her were from US. And this was back in August, because they were using a US-based account to actually hack her. And then basically what she told me was that she had some artists from the US following her So it could have come, I mean, it may not necessarily be Nigerians, you know, it could be from all over the place or many, many different teams of like hackers doing this. So
after you made the police report, what happened?
Unfortunately, there wasn't much they could do. I have not heard anything from them since. I'm just guessing that, you know, they get so much of it that, you know, they don't really, it's really out of their hands. And also, if it's overseas, it's not really in their jurisdiction to do anything.
It seems like we've heard of something similar going on in the home-based business community here. Do you think there might be any reasons why, like, scammers go after this part of the market?
That's a very good question. Because with home-based businesses, right, we all tend to have, like, quite a lot of followers. Like, it would be a few thousand people. So what these hackers are doing is they're farming us. They're really like treating us like sheep. So they take over a home-based business account and they know that people are willing to transfer money to this owner anyway in the first place, like they're comfortable doing it. So it's easier for them to, you know, kind of like change the modus operandi and basically say, you know, I can help you make money instead. And I actually have customers who are interested to actually do that, to make money via Forex and, you know, Bitcoin. So there are people who actually bite the bait.
So do you know any of your customers that actually fell for it, like lost money, you know, because of your account getting hacked?
Well, not that I know of, but also know because I reached out to quite a few key customers who have like a huge base, like, you know, 7,000 followers or quite a few thousand who had common followers as well as me. And I got them to help me to post like information saying that this account's been hacked, you know, that my account's been hacked. So please do not send any money in that sense. So they knew to do that. I felt that that was my responsibility to make sure that the word was out there.
So you said the hackers essentially messaged you and taunted you and all that. And they started putting up posts about Forex and trading and, you know, investments. Did they also contact you and ask you, hey, do you want your account back? Transfer money to this account kind of thing, like a ransom note or anything like that?
Actually, I was expecting them to do that, you know. But oddly enough, no. Okay, so I think they just really wanted to use the account to farm for more accounts as well. I noticed that, you know, there are some accounts where they don't really post much stuff. They just go in there. It's very insidious. They just want to take over the account, reach out to the followers, and then hack those followers as well, and then get more and more accounts. And then eventually when they find possibly a home-based business or any sort of account which they feel the followers would actually transfer money, then they use that account to get people to buy into Forex and stuff like that.
So, you know, after going through this ordeal and traumatic experience, has anything changed for you since, you know, how you manage your account, how you deal with customers?
Yes, I am a lot more careful when I read their messages, and I've learned to identify like the hackers, actually, like the way they conversate, the English they use. But I also heard from someone else that, you know, there were local hackers who use Singlish to make themselves sound very convincing so that people let down their guard and basically like share details. But for me, I realize now like certain language or when they say hi Salim, S-A-A-L-A-M or something like that, or they'll go like, I want to order this. It's very brusque, you know, the way they speak. And they'll send me like pictures of my bakes rather than go like, I want this on this date and stuff like that. So it's the way they talk. You will roughly like be able to gauge. And of course, I will check their followers. I will check their account history and stuff like that now. I'll try to do that before I will actually communicate.
So how often do you get messages from such accounts?
Well, I think in the last month, I've had about 3 of them. Yeah. Actually, they still try their luck.
So on this note, I think it's very interesting how you mentioned that they pretend that they think that you're a scam and they want you to prove that you are not one. Why do you feel that, you know, they are able to get away with such excuses?
I think because like they use fear on all of us in that sense. And there's so much like scams going on right now anyway. You know, they'll try to use reverse psychology, I suppose, on us. Apparently, it seems to be getting more like complicated in the sense that I heard from 2 other people that all they did was click on the DM and their accounts got hacked into, and they didn't even have to click on any URLs or basically share any screenshots. And that part is actually quite disturbing.
So what have you learned from this entire episode, and you know, what do you tell others to prevent them from being scammed?
Well, I've been actively trying to get people to install authenticator codes on their phones and basically to save their security codes. Because when you actually first install Instagram, you're given some backup codes, like when you install the 2FA. So they'll give you like a set of maybe about 8 backup codes. So it's important to keep that somewhere safe. And also, the authenticator codes are very, very important because that allows you to wrestle control back. And another thing is like when you create passwords, it's got to be something more complex. It should be something like, you know, a sentence that is meaningful to you. And, you know, you put capitals and then you put numbers and then you put all the funny signs in there, whether it's like exclamation mark, equals or whatever. Yeah, you got to do all that.
As a home-based business, your reputation is very, very important because, you know, you, like you said, it's only me, myself, and I. How can home-based businesses reinforce their reputations and protect their businesses in this current situation where, you know, every message might be a potential scam?
I think the way to go if long-term is you got to probably install something like Coco Card and do away, unfortunately, with the DMs. I actually wanted to use the DMs initially because I felt that was more personal and you can customize like the experience for the customer. But it seems like, you know, we have no choice but to go the way of something that's also automated where, you know, you have a little bit less interaction because the interaction gives the hackers a chance to like basically weasel their way into, you know, your system.
Maybe you can share with us, because you didn't really share that much just now, about, you know, your traumatic experience, you know, other than sleepless nights, you know, did you panic? Do you share with anybody else what was going on during that time?
You know, when so much stuff was going on, I mean, I could barely get my mind to focus on what needed to be done. Because, you know, you got between the incoming calls, between the hackers taunting, between thinking like, you know, how am I going to get my account back and thinking like trying, scrambling on a computer to look through the help center, which is completely useless because there's so many words. And you know, when you're stressed, words are just like ants across the page. You can't read them. So I have a friend who's actually in IT, but he does something else completely different. So I basically called my friend and asked like, you know, how do I actually reset a password and basically how do I report this, because I was just stunned and really completely frazzled. So anyway, yeah, it was with his help that I managed to calm down, because he had a very calm, soothing voice, the IT kind of tech help kind of voice. So that really, really helped me. Yeah, so this is Gilbert, actually. Thanks, Gilbert.
So what was the monetary loss, or rather estimated monetary loss from this whole incident, you know?
I can't put a price on that. Thank God, no physical money loss for me on my part. But I know of so many other people who's been scammed and who actually lost real money, like thousands. It's no joke. So I hope that Instagram does more to help like improve the security or to think through the methods. I mean, like, you know, the recovery of the email. When you set up the email that's tied to your Instagram account from day one, it's common sense that that should be a really strong and reliable email for Instagram to recognize. So, you know, if I actually key that in as a recovery email, the system should allow me to actually go back to that, link it up with that email, rather than jump through so many hoops to get back my account. I mean, that's a no-brainer. And the problem I realize is that a lot of people are not very IT savvy. And if you're not IT savvy, you can't look through the different ways to get back your account, right? And then you move too slowly and those guys are so fast. And the slower you are, the more information on your actual page they will change. Like they will change your photo, they will get your account to go private, they change your ID. And then not just that, they'll remove your feed, like certain things, and put things of their own in there to or trick the AI and Instagram to think that this account actually belonged to the hackers. And then the actual owner cannot come back to regain an account, because even if they take the picture and send it to Instagram, it doesn't correlate because the AI does not match up. So that part is a real pain.
Verena, do you know anybody personally who has lost their Instagram account and was unable to recover it? So what did they do?
Quite a lot of them. Even as recent as, I think about a week ago, there's another lady, she sells pasta, and her account got hacked, and she couldn't get it back, and she was telling me that she's going to go down to Meta's office to talk to them. So I haven't been able to catch up with her to find out like what came of that, and I hope that she gets her account back. I mean, she's got a lot of followers.
You said that there were, you know, of people who lost thousands of dollars. Perhaps you could relate one example.
Okay, this one is not true. Not a home-based business, but more somebody who was actually looking to invest and basically reached out to this investment company online, and she transferred money. And before she knew it, she realized that, you know, this was one of those fraudulent scamming accounts, and she had already sent money through credit card. But then the credit card company, they're still pending a decision to reverse that transaction.
So how much was involved?
She didn't tell me the exact amount, but it's a few thousand dollars.
Verena, do you think you would ever fall for such a scam again? Do you think you're still vulnerable?
I hope not. I really hope not. But it just, what I'm more concerned about is every day, you know, more of our lives are becoming more digitized. You know, we're really becoming a cashless sort of society where all our information is online. So we're like farm animals online, you know. And all our information is out there. This identity theft thingy is really scary. Right now, when you're younger, you can react faster. But as you get older, you know, what of the older generation? A lot of them already cannot deal with like how fast life is, you know, and everything's online, right? So imagine having to like deal with like a gyro and basically all your payments online, or all the food online even for the fact, you know. So I think it's just going to get worse.
That's a wrap for Stop Scams, a podcast series by The Straits Times. I'm Andre Yeo.
I'm David Sun.
And I'm Jessie Lim.
Once again, don't forget to share this podcast episode with your friends and family. If you'd like to read our Stop Scams articles, there's a link in our podcast text description below.
That was a podcast by The Straits Times. Send your feedback to podcast@sph.com.sg. Find us on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or via the Google Voice Assistant and Amazon Alexa-enabled devices. For more podcasts by The Straits Times, The Business Times, and Money FM 89.3, you can also download the Audio by SPH app. That's AWEDIO.